Yes, and Beer Media. In association with Sports Talk with Friends, we present to you BS and Bourbon. And now, here's Craig and Dale.
Oh yeah, Craig. We are about to cover the 2018 draft. How you doing today, man?
I was doing pretty good until I realized we had to cover the 2018 draft.
Oh, so you thought we were just going to be like the old McDonald's commercial where Larry Bird and Jordan were playing horse and like shooting from the freeway off the side of the building, nothing but net. Like you thought that's how it was going to be all over for the 2018 draft, Craig?
Yeah, for a little while. No, we'll get into it, but I remember this draft really, really clearly and for very distinct reasons. And oh boy.
You know, it was a couple of different reasons I remember this draft. My first thing is I did not want to draft Lamar Jackson. And
I did.
Everybody kept saying Lamar Jackson.
You mean NFL MVP Lamar Jackson, who's made the playoffs every year he's played? That one?
Yep, that cool. Guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm glad. I'm glad we're on the same page here.
Remember, I am anti-draft quarterback. Like we had Breeze. Let's go.
To be clear. Okay,
get him some help. That's all we need.
Now people put value in stuff like MVP awards.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson has won more than Drew Breeze ever got.
Yeah. True.
And true. He was right there, and we could have drafted him.
I like that other award that people pick up at the end of the season when they rain confetti down with the silver trophy and stuff. I remember that. Like that.
Oh.
That's the award.
Oh, I have an opinion about that based on this draft as well.
So, yeah, this is the infamous draft where the Saints traded up to get Marcus Davenport. Mm-hmm. And of course, you will have that on the cover art there because that's the most memorable part of this draft. we did get some other guys. You know, some guys are players still playing in this league, and some guys are not players playing in this league. And those are problems, Craig. So
those are problems. Even guys playing in this league, maybe guys wearing number zero in Minnesota are problems. There's lots of problems with this draft. Mm-hmm. And that as good as 2017 was, this might be as bad.
Yes.
For the Saints.
Yes. You could not do anything wrong in 2017, but 2018, is very little right here.
Okay, and we're going to go through it one by one and we're going to get to it. But
well, yeah, let's start with everybody's favorite pick, especially Dave. Okay. Marcus Davenport. We trade up, trade two first round picks. Well, the first round pick that year and the next year to move up in the draft to draft Marcus Davenport out of UTSA. Your immediate thoughts of how you felt in that moment.
In that moment, I was furious because I wanted Lamar Jackson. I wanted a quarterback. I thought Breeze had the writing on the wall and, you know, Lamar Jackson, the only thing he ever did wrong was play LSU in that bowl game. Every other game he played in was magical. We just beat the hell out of him. So a lot of folks, you know, were turned off by that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't one of them. I wanted a quarterback. I wanted fast, exciting, you know, the future, you know.
Okay.
But that's not really about that. What it really is about is Davenport became a good player when healthy eventually.
In spurts,
If we had drafted a player at 14 in this draft that contributed in 2018, and Davenport did not, Davenport developed and he contributed a few years later. If we had drafted a player, basically any player at any position that contributed immediately in 2018, we would have won the Super Bowl that year. No, look. How close were we to going to the Super Bowl against a weak New England team? New England was ripe for the picking. Mm-hmm. And if we had gotten there, we'd have beat the brakes off them. We didn't go because of one missed call, right? If we had one better player on the line, in the secondary, at linebacker, anywhere, if we had one better player anywhere, if we had one first round talent anywhere on that roster, it doesn't come down to one play. We're up by a couple points and we beat the Rams and we win the Super Bowl and Breeze rides off into the sunset with his second ring and everything is magical. And instead we got Marcus Davenport. Davenport is the reason that Breeze does not have a second ring.
Oh, wow.
That's not fair.
Directly blaming this guy. Okay.
The guy who picked Marcus Davenport, the guy who decided that this guy was going to be our heir apparent to Cam Jordan. He's going to be the other bookend. This is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason that Breeze didn't win Super Bowl. Any contribution at all. We were so close.
Mm-hmm.
We were so close.
Yeah.
That any singular contribution at any position, and we would have gone to and won the Super Bowl. And instead, we got Marcus Davenport.
Well, let's look at this next pick, Tre'Quan Smith, the wide receiver out of UCF. Drafted in what, the second round? Third round.
Third round.
Yes. So I'm looking at the Saints offensive, you know, starters, right? And so Michael Thomas was the wide receiver, won 1,400 yards. Tre'Quan Smith got 28 catches for 427 yards, 5 touchdowns. As a rookie wide receiver, would you be optimistic if your guy that you picked in the third round put up numbers like this?
Yeah, I think if a third round pick comes in, scores 5 touchdowns, you know, the catches are a little low, but he was kind of, I mean, they kind of used him more as a deep threat. You know, rookie year, fine. Look, I'm not as down on Tre'Quan's whole tenure here as a lot of folks are.
Okay.
He was a third round pick and just never became a superstar. Fine. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been a contributor for a long time. He gets hurt a lot, whatever. Like, just if you're expecting more than that from a third round pick from UCF, I don't know what to tell you. I was disappointed personally because I remember going on record saying, "Oh, he reminds me of the, this reminds me of the Kamara pick. Like, this is going to be really exciting." Because I watched a lot of UCF and how, oh, they're undefeated.
Right.
You know, yeah. I drank a lot of that Kool-Aid. And so I remember thinking it was going to be a big deal and he was going to be a great player. And, you know, he wasn't, you know, he was fine, but he was never the kind of player I thought he was going to end up being. But in general, I don't think you can say that's a miss. I think that's fine. You know, he's still on the team, however many years later.
Yeah.
For a third round pick. I mean, that is a good pick. Probably the best pick the Saints make in this draft.
He's definitely not a bust. He's definitely not horrific. A bust. For sure.
Not bust is the criteria for being the best pick in this draft.
But just looking at receiving stats, like the second leading receiver on the team was Kamara with 709 yards, 81 catches, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, we used to run the ball back then. Remember that? That was
fun. But I can make the case that if we have another receiver to complement Mike Thomas, you know, we can have we have a better offense, and offense helps to propel us in the playoffs.
If we drafted a good receiver at pick 14, we win the Super Bowl? Because I agree with you.
Maybe so.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know if we're going to pull it up right now, but I guarantee you that we're going to look at that and what receivers were available at pick 14 in round one, and we're going to go, oh,
that's terrible. The next pick, Rick Leonard. Now, I'll be honest, I went nuts when this pick happened because I couldn't find him on any of my draft guides, anything I studied, like nothing. And then Sean Payton comes out there and he has his press conference after the draft and he says, Rick Leonard improved every game during this season. And I'm like, so? Like, that was his reasoning for drafting this guy in with the fourth round. And I was livid with this pick and just listening to what Mel Kiper and everybody was saying was like, I did not have this guy on my draft board. This is a big reach and everything like that. So, and I do remember Saints fans on Twitter being like, well, you guys don't work for the Saints. You guys don't have all the info they have. Maybe you're wrong. Well, you know what? I was right.
you know, I remember I remember as an O-lineman, I dug into it a little bit because I always try to know as much as I can about it all. And I remember thinking that he was really raw. And I thought, okay, well, he's a development. He's either going to figure it out and be really good, or I'm never going to hear from him again. And it was the latter. So, I mean, I wasn't disappointed. Where he was drafted, who cares? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, not much ever came from it.
Yeah, but why? Why, though? Like, okay, so if you spend a sport round pick on somebody who is no longer in the league, like, that's a problem for me. Like, you're wasting assets.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
Here you go. At number 24 in the 2018 draft, DJ Moore went to the Panthers.
Ooh.
And then at 26, Calvin Ridley.
Right. Right. Those guys could have helped Mike Thomas out, and we could have had better offense that year, and we probably could have did something.
Or we could have added a running back, could have added Nick Chubb in that draft too.
Mm.
Could have added a tight end. Mike Gesicki was right there.
I mean, shoot, we could have had him this whole season. Right too.
Could have added some corner depth. Dante Jackson from LSU was still there.
Oh, you know they don't draft guys from LSU.
Darius Geis from LSU was still there. DJ Chark, the wide receiver from LSU, was still there. Oh, my God.
So many misses there.
And we drafted Marcus Davenport.
All right, let's go to
Andrews was there. Orlando Brown Jr. was available.
That's gonna make you jump off the bridge, Craig. Don't do that anymore.
Oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have looked. Oh, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Breeze had DJ Moore across from Michael Thomas?
Yes,
right out the backfield.
Exactly. Man,
and instead we got Marcus Davenport. And no first round pick the next year.
Exactly right. Yes.
So Dave, I hope you're listening to this.
Imagine how
listen to this, and I hope that you feel my physical pain I'm experiencing.
You can imagine how the 2019 draft recap is gonna look when we do that one.
Look, so we are gonna put the bourbon and BS and bourbon when we record that one.
That's right. All right, the fifth round, Latrell Jamerson.
I like this pick. I liked him. I didn't really work out with the Saints, but I remember thinking that was a good pick.
You did? Okay. Mm. So this was a guy drafted out of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I was hearing things like special teams and all this. And I'm like, hearing that with a player, first off, I'm like,
yeah, he had a good camp though. He was making some plays, Underhill was high on him. Mm-hmm. I think it was Underhill, unless 2018 was the one year that Underhill was in New England.
Okay.
Somebody was saying one of those people who knows more about football than we do was saying that he was doing well.
Well, the good thing about him right now is he's playing in the CFL, so he's not a complete bust. He's at least playing in the CFL. So,
well, I mean, bust for the Saints, though.
The next one, Cameron Moore, he's a cornerback, and he was out of Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, this is another guy I was like on the fence about. I kept hearing special teams about him. He's no longer in the league, though. So this is definitely a bust. Nobody else picked him up. So
now you're saying bust, but I hear I hear that every 10-piece chicken nuggets that he puts together, he puts an 11th nugget in there.
Oh,
which really, that makes him pretty awesome. Maybe not for the Saints, but that's pretty cool.
There you go. Make sure you get your nuggets from this guy's place here, okay? Mm-hmm. The next pick, Boston Scott.
Nah, this one makes me mad.
Man, I liked him in preseason.
Yep.
Sixth-round pick, running back out of Louisiana Tech. You know I'm like with Louisiana guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give me a Louisiana guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's still balling. Like he's in Philadelphia, still looking good, part of the time shape. He's a smaller back, quick guy. He has return ability, and like he was too much of a playmaker, I think, to be discarded and think you're going to get him back on a practice squad.
Yeah, and that's what it was. They were always thinking, okay, well, we like this guy, but we need this spot, so we're gonna hide him on the practice squad. And he made too many plays for that. Like we never had the chance to do it. It was just a mistake trying that.
Yeah.
And that's a big miss. That's the outside of Davenport, that's the one that makes me the most mad on this, because we had him in the building and he, you know, he could have filled some of that Sproles role that we were still, you know, using. Could have taken some of the load off of Kamara that we ended up putting too much on later in last couple of years. You know, that sucks. I'm glad he's still playing. Seemed like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am, however, glad he lost the Super Bowl, because fuck the Eagles.
But yeah, still a good draft pick. And especially the
Saints picked him.
Well, sixth round.
So it's a bad draft pick for the Saints, because we picked him and then he didn't play for us.
I think that's just, you know, Sean Payton being cute, you know?
So it's a good draft pick and it's a bad practice squad.
It's Sean Payton just being too cute. That's what it is. This is calling reverse at the goal line. That's what
This is, I got to tell you, man, as a fan, we change so quickly. I hate Sean Payton so much right now.
Oh yeah. And, yeah, for sure.
And I remember going to bat for him. Oh, he's not dirty. Bounty gate was blown out and he's the best offense. And now I'm like, yeah, screw that guy. He probably cheated everything. I hate him. Yeah,
screw that guy.
I hope he wins two games total in Denver, and our second round pick we get from them is fantastic.
That'd be nice. Be real nice.
Screw that guy.
Last pick is Will Clapp.
I love Clapp.
Selected in the seventh round out of LSU.
I love Clapp. I it was the first time in my life that I was ever really excited that we got the Clapp.
yes, exactly. Listen, I was excited. Player from LSU. He was the starting center. Like, I thought for sure he was going to be a contributor.
I mean, he hung around for a while.
He hung around. He's still hanging around in San Diego too. So, mm-hmm. I would say for a seventh round pick, for sure, he was a successful draft pick. So if you just go by the fact that, you know, players are still around, you have Davenport, Tre'Quan Smith, Boston Scott, Will Clapp. Those are four players selected in this 18 draft, all still around, all still contributing to their teams. So,
sorry, I was at the last game Marcus Davenport played. And I can tell you that he was there, but he did not contribute.
So he didn't contribute.
There's a difference between being in the league and doing football things in the league.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I was at that damn Carolina game.
You are absolutely right, Greg.
I'm going to sleepwalk through a half and then get hurt. No, Clapp did his thing, man. He was a seventh round pick. He hung around for a while and he's still in the league. I really liked him coming out, as he played a lot very similar to how I played. I was a center at the time.
Okay.
And he was a finesse guy. He didn't overpower people. He won with skill.
Yeah.
He won with technique. And my game was very similar to that at the time. So I remember being a big fan of that pick. Yeah. Although I don't remember thinking he was ever going to break into the starting lineup. I think I was just excited about, you know, having an LSU guy around.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I thought about starting lineup or anything, but I just thought he'd be a guy that would at least be like a six guy rotate in. Mm-hmm. Extra tight end, whatever, you know.
Well, due to our history of injuries, he ended up playing a lot for us. Maybe, yeah. Perhaps more than we would have liked.
More than we would have liked. That's right. but yeah, overall, man, with guys, there are four still contributors in the NFL, one guy in the CFL.
Three contributors in Davenport.
Okay. There you go.
I didn't think I was going to get so worked up about this. We're just talking about stuff that happened 5 years ago, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about it. And legit, if we pick anybody, just about damn near anyone else at 14,
yeah.
I mean, or if we picked Lamar Jackson at 14, like I wanted to do, that wouldn't have changed the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
Unless we had like a Taysom Hill package in there for him and he could come in and run a little bit, you know, like there wasn't anything we would have done with him that year. So that wouldn't have mattered. But man, if we got a different defensive end, maybe, or a linebacker, or a corner, or God help me, DJ Moore.
Oh. Craig's gonna go to bed tonight thinking about what could have been.
I'm gonna go to bed thinking about whether or not I have enough bourbon to get me till sunrise.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's gonna do it for our review of the 2018 draft. We'll do one more here. 2019, and we'll close out this series, and this offseason we will think about something else to talk about, you know.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Thanks, everybody.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS Zambia Media. Also, smash the like button on YouTube and share with friends.